Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Nun, Perek Makim Shenohagu, the fourth perek here in Meseches Psachim, and this perek is all about Minhagim. Starts off with about Makim Shenohagu, the Minhag of Isra Malacha, on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and then it gets into all different Minhagim, as we know. So we're going to talk about the first one listed in the Mishnah here, the Minhag of not doing Malacha on Erev On Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shenagu La'aseh Malacha Barvi Psachim Al Chatzos Osin, and Makom that the minhag is not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach. So then, Makom where the minhag is to do Malacha, then they can. Makom Shenagu Shlo La'aseh Osin Osin. Before Chatzos, then there are different minhagim about doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. And what happens if you live in one place and you go to the other place? So you take upon the Chumras HaMakom SheYatzeh Misham and Chumras HaMakom SheHalach L'Sham. Good. What is the reason for this Isra Malacha? Where does this Isra Malacha come from? An Erev Pesach. We know there's an Isra Malacha on Pesach. That's L'Sasa Kol Malacha. It says in the Torah, Shabbos and Yontif. Maybe even Chol HaMoed. But what about the Minhag of Erev Pesach? Where does that Isra Malacha come from? And it seems like it's something unique, as Tosfos is going to point out, how the Gemara points out first. Every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif has some type of Isra Malacha getting ready for the holiday. But what is this unique Halacha of Erev Pesach? So Rashi says, Shalom Lassos, and this is already before Chatzos, Rashi is talking about. Kedei Shalo Yehei Tarud Bimalacha. So that you won't be tarred in Malacha. If you're doing Malacha on the morning of Erev Pesach, there's so much to do on Erev Pesach, you might run out of time. So there's an Isra Malacha, so that you won't be tarred in other Malachas. V'yishkach biur chemso, you'll forget to be mevar your chametz. V'shchitas ha-Pesach, v'tikun matzah, l'tzorach ha-layla. Right, chametz, Pesach, matzah, the mitzvah l'shorach, mivod yom, k'di l'chasi maher. Because it's a mitzvah to make sure everything's done early enough so that when the night starts, you can have everything ready for the Seder, as the Gemara says later on. Chotzen matzah b'leli psachem, b'shol shetinokos, shalo yishnus. So this is the Rashi. The Tzlach points out that Behuda, that it could be that Rashi agrees to Tosfos, which we didn't see yet, about the reason for the Isra Malacha after Chatzos. Rashi is talking about the Isra Malacha before Chatzos. But this is point number one. If you look in the Ran also says this, Tezayin Mabez Nadafi Arif, the Ran quotes, Mishum de Meruba b'mitzvahs. There's so many mitzvahs to do. The Gematza Umara de Tirchasan Meruba. Kain Das Rashi Zal, that is the Ran. Tosfos, though, quotes a very different idea. Could be that Rashi is saying it's an issue of Tirda, maybe even after Chatzos, it's an issue of Tirda. But Tosfos quotes a totally different shot. Oh, Mary B'Shem Riva, the Mefarish B'Yushalmi, quotes the Yushalmi right at the beginning of our parak. Maishna Arvi Psachim Mishar Yantif. What's the difference? Right, so our Gemara here has its own difference that's mentioned, as we know here on Daf Nunim Abayis, but the Yerushalmi quotes a different answer. Mishum Dizmana Pesach Mechatzos Ve'Eloch, because it's the Zman for the Karban Pesach. We know Erev Pesach in the Torah is called Pesach, so it's the day of the Karban Pesach. That's why there's an Isra Malacha. There's an Isra Malacha on the day that you bring a Karban. Vav Yachid Kamar Hasan B'Shar Yemos Hashana B'Yom Shemevi Karban Asur Malacha. There's an Isra Malacha. It's a kind of a quasi yantif on the day they bring a Karban, and that's why all of Klal Yisrael bring Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. That's where the Isra Malacha comes from. That is a totally different shot than Rashi. We'll get to in a second. Rashi Pashtus is an Isra Durabanan. Mishum Tirta. But Tosfos says later on in the Tosfos, Umash Bahasam to be Daraisa Asir. It sounds like this is an Issa Daraisa because it's the day of your Karban. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, continues. Tosfos goes to the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi, a fascinating discussion. Uparechim Kain, if it's true that the day of your Karban, you're not allowed to do Malacha, Ye Kalayom Asir, Kemo Yachid, Shemevi Karban. So every day should be Asir. Why? Because first, the whole day should be Asur, just like the day that a Yachid brings a Karban. And the Gemara Yerushalmi said, Mishum Deroy L'Hakriv Mishachris. No, by other Karbanos, you can bring the Karban all day. So already in the beginning of the day, it's already this Zman HaRoy LaKarban, and that's where there's already this Malacha. Aval Pesach in Onocho Yachrivo Elachar Chatzos, but Pesach was only brought after Chatzos. The only one that's brought outside of the Karban Tamid, Asei Dashlama, outside of those brackets, says brought in the afternoons. So that's why the Isra Malacha only is in the afternoon and not in the morning. Uparech, and then the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, asks an amazing question. Im Kain, Karban Tamid, Shula Kol Yisrael, Vakarev Bechol Yom, Ye Bechol Yom, Asur B'Malacha. Every day, all Jews should be Asur B'Malacha, because the Karban Tamid is brought every day on their behalf, and it's their Karban, so every day, everybody should be included in this Malacha. Every day is their Karban day. That's an amazing question. You know, there's an answer to that question. The Yerushalmi answers, Umishani, Shaini Tamid, Sha Torah Hotzia Minaklal. No, the Torah says, Dechsev Yasata Deganecha, the Torah says, you could do work. So the Torah says you could do work, then obviously the Torah is allowing it, and it can't be Nesem Halacha every day. Who's going to be Ma'asi? Who's going to gather Dagon for them? So therefore, it must be Mutter. The Yerushalmi doesn't really give a biur. The Yerushalmi kind of just says, it can't be. It has to be that it's Mutter. Maybe, again, it's reading into the Yerushalmi, but maybe the Yerushalmi is saying, again, the question is saying that the Karban Yachid, the Karban Tamid, is every Jew is the Bailamon. Therefore, there should be Nesem Halacha. And the answer is, no, it can't be. But what's the Yerushalmi doesn't explain it. Maybe the real answer is that a carbon tumid is looked at as a tzibur. It's not my carbon, it's not your carbon, it's the tzibur's carbon. And maybe regarding a tzibur, there's no Isser Malacha. Isser Malacha is an idea that applies to carbonus of a yachid, or a carbonus of shutfin maybe. But carbonus of a tzibur, as we've spoken about in another context, tzibur is very different than just the sum of the yachidim. So, like, for example, a carbon mincha can only be brought by one person or by the tzibur. It can't be brought by shutfin, because a tzibur is a kind of individual concept. So maybe that's what the Yerushalmi is really answering, that it can't be. Why can't it be? Because the carbon tumid doesn't work that way. You're not the bailam. Each person is not the bailam on the carbon tzibur. The tzibur is the bailam, and therefore there is no Isser Malacha. Maybe that's what it's saying. Again, though it's not the pashas. Tosfos, though, continues now and says, mashma hasam demidaraisa asura. It's mashma that, from this reason, that the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach is the oraisa. That's chiddush number one of Tosfos. Before Chatzos is an Issa Rabbanan pashas, it's an extension. But after Chatzos, it is Daraisa. The Nira, and then Tosfos asks the Chiddush, Al-Gabi Chiddush, Ne'ira Da'ap Bizman Hazeh, Da'laka Akrava, even Bizman Hazeh, where we're not being makriv of the carbon, so the reason shouldn't apply L'chora, Kiva, the Nasar Oz, Asur La'olam. Since it was Nasar then, even though the reason does not apply anymore, the Halacha still applies, and there's still an Isser Malacha today, according to the reason of carbon, Yoma carbon, even though there is no carbon. This is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. But this doesn't end here. If you look in the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi like Tosfos says and says, I beg to differ. I don't know if you have to say that this is a Daraisa. Right, you could say, because he quotes the Tosfos Shem the Yerushalmi, the Efshar says the Ran to midrabanan hi, vas machinan le'akroi. Right, it could be that it's Durabanan. Who says that it is a real Doraisa? Right, it could be a Durabanan, a smach, that it's the day, because the day of the carbon. Why? On, it could be that the day of the regular, you bring a carbon, it's your Isser Malacha. So, again, the Ran might be seeing the whole idea of Isser Malacha on, for carbonos, is Asmachtar, or maybe specifically this one. Even if you want to say a regular day that you bring the carbon, maybe Karban Pesach is different. But either way, here it is Dirabanan. The only question is then how do you read the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi asked the question, let's say the Isser Malacha is Dirabanan. So then the Yerushalmi asks, so nobody should be able to work. Nobody should be able to work because of the carbon tumid. So what should the Yerushalmi answer? It's only the Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't institute an Isser Malacha for everybody for the carbon tumid. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk, v'yasata deganecha. So how do you read the Yerushalmi, assuming that it is a Rabbanan? It's an Isser Rabbanan. So Rabbi Sachs once suggested, Rabbi Yonason Sachs, that maybe what the Yerushalmi is answering is exactly that point, based on the Taz that we had a Lumdish shir a couple of days ago. We spoke about the shir, about the Shita of the Taz, which the Minchas Chinuch loves to quote. Right, that's the Taz in Yaradeya Kuf Yud Zayin, and the Taz in Tav Kuf Peches, in Arachayim, in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz deals with, why isn't there, one of his questions is, why isn't there a gzera of Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, and we shouldn't be able to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Not just when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, we shouldn't be able to blow shofar, because just like you can't blow musical instruments on any Shabbos or any other Yantif, because Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, so to Rosh Hashanah, Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. One question. Or what about Tosfos' question in Maseches Megillah, where Tosfos asks, why isn't that we say Gzeira Deraba, so you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, you can't blow shake a lulav on Shabbos? What about not doing bris mila on Shabbos? You could say we shouldn't be able to do bris mila on Shabbos because you might come to carry the knife. Gzeira, push it off. So why don't we say that? We don't make a gzeira, mishum, gzeira of carrying the knife. So explains the Taz. Again, we discussed this a couple of days ago. In a different lesson on the daf shir, the Rabbana do not have the authority to answer something that the Torah says is beferish mutter. If the Torah says you can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and you should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbana can't say, don't, never. They can say if it falls out on Shabbos, you don't. But other times you would. But they can't answer something that's beferish in the Torah lehenter. And that is why also the Torah says, Ubiyam Hashmini Yimol Basar Alasso, that's a totally extra passing in Parshas Tazria, and we darshan afilu b'Shabbos. So it's Ke'ilu the Torah says, do bris mil on Shabbos. For the Rabbanan to say, you never do bris mil on Shabbos, you know, that is something that they can't do. Right? And we had other examples of this as well, if you remember, from the Knas of Ezra, not giving the Levium the Maaser Rishon, and others. But maybe the suggestion is, maybe that's exactly what the Yerushalmi is saying. Let's say it's an Isser Malacha. That not to do malacha on the day of your carbon. The Yerushalmi says, aye, what about carbon tamid? So what is the Gemara answer? No, it says that, it says you're allowed to do malacha. That's exactly saying, the Torah says you're allowed to do malacha, memeil, the Rabbanan wouldn't be able to answer it. The Rabbanan can't answer something that's beferish in the Torah, leheter. That's exactly possibly what the Yerushalmi is saying, that the Rabbanan wouldn't forbid it, then couldn't forbid it, because the Torah matters it explicitly. Good. So that is regarding Da'oraisa, the Rabbanan, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran. Then let's get to the second half of the Tosfos. When Tosfos says not only it is Daraisa, but it's Noheg Bizman Hazeh, even though the reason does not apply. Right? The reason doesn't apply anymore. It's, you don't bring the carbon Bizman Hazeh, but still, one would be able to hold of the din. That is what the Tosfos says. You look at the Baal Amor, the Baal Amor argues. Implicitly, what the Baal Amor is saying is that he's wondering why the Rif quotes this halacha, meaning why would he quote it? It shouldn't apply bizman hazeh. Says the Baal Amor right here, the Marakatan, right on Moed, the Baal Amor is the Marakatan. Right, our Mishnah sounds like before Chatzos, it's totally on the minhag. After Chatzos, it's the din. It's not telling the minhag, it's aser. Upirish v'Yerushalmi, what's the reason for the din? Eino bedin shetehe asuk b'malachtecha the karban chakarav. It's inappropriate. Eino bedin that you should be involved in your malacha and your karban is being hukrav. Lokain asru la'asos malacha. Sounds like they're on. Asru. It's not appropriate and therefore they asur doing malacha on the day of your karban. Umikan anu lemeidim shebizman hazeh she'ein karban. Bizman hazeh, where there is no carbon, dino kishar arvi shabasos v'shar arvi yamim tovim b'makam shenagu lasos osin lefi haminak. So the Baal Amor says bizman hazeh shouldn't apply. Once the reason is batel, so then the din should be batel, and therefore he doesn't understand why the Rif quotes this halacha. It should be just the same as every erev Shabbos and erev Yantif. Nothing unique. Nothing unique here. The Melchamos here, Kedarko Bakodes, the Ramban defends the Rif and says, "Come on." Amar HaKosev, Zeh Apsak, fascinating the Ramban uses this Lashon, Zeh Apsak, Babi Machteres al Divi Rabbeinu Agadozal. He, Babi Machteres, right, like we have back on that base, he came in a tunnel to attack the Rif, Lefichach Nasan Nitan Lanu Latzilo. Right, what's the Lashon of Babi Machteres? You're allowed to kill him, you're allowed to defend yourself. So here too, the Machamo says that he came Babi Machteres on Divi Rabbeinu, on the Rif, and therefore we can save him. Shehu Pekaka Lemishna Seinu Ulegemara Sha'alea Bahalachos Omimenu Anu Lemeidim Sha'ap Bizmanazeh Chomer Mishar V'yam Tovim. No, according to the Rif and according to the Halacha, Bizmanazeh, even Bizmanazeh, Erev Pesach is more Chomer. V'chein Iker Shilkach. You have to say v'chein ikar she'el malei kacha yishonim mishnasam ba'osei psachem beferish. If it was only talking about bizman ha'migdash, so the Mishnah would have said that. Ba'osei pesach, this is the din. V'chein mashma mistam machlokuso d'Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan she'al zman shelohem ne'emru dvarim. No, and it sounds like that's what they're arguing about. It sounds like that the Mishnayis here, they're not arguing about what was, but they're arguing about bizman hazeh, what is the halacha. So you get the impression, says the Ramban, that it's not just about bizman ha-migdash, it's about bizman hazeh. And he continues, and then he asks Akasha, not just what it sounds like. The Eina Yerushalmi Ela no Saint Tamamash Echmiru lo Tchila Aval Mishne'asar Hadavar Ne'asar lo Olam B'chol Makom Shafilu Nami Batel Davar lo Batel Gzeira Achiyamod Bezdin the Yatir. Just because the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din doesn't fall apply. As we know, Shekol Davar Shemim Minyan Tzrach Minyan Achal Atiro. Kidisa b'mesachas beisa mekomas achirim rabim harbe. The Rabban says we have the principle davar shibaminyan, something that was ne'esar with a bezdin cannot be matered, right, unless you know you find another bezdin gadol b'minyan v'chakma b'minyan v'kol shekein bazeh shafilo lo haisa takana l'shem kach hadavar mahani umoil l'iske matzu umarer vein bez hashoy lahatur davar sheish bo nidnud aveira umikol makom lo hutar. The Zuchuvas Haravzal. And he says, that's why the Rif quotes it. I don't think the Ramalamar is correct. I think the din should apply. And then he quotes, and anyway, you have Rashi's reason of Tircha. This is the Ramban arguing. The Rambam quotes this from the Gemara in Beitza, but the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Mamrim as well. The Rambam in Perak Beitza of Hilchas Mamrim says, Bezen agadol shadarshu b'achas v'namidos, kifi mashin nira b'neyem shadin kach, v'donu din bezen adarshin, using one of the midos shatorn reshes behen, and they darshin, v'yamad acharim bezen acher, and a different bezen gets up, v'nira lo tam acher lister oso adin. One thinks that you should darshan in this hekesh, and the other one thinks that you should darshan in this gzeira shava. Hari says, so ser v'don, kifi mashayira be'enav. They can. Shenemar ala shofet ha-shayyeh be'yemim ha-heim, ena tochay v'alechas al-achar bezdin shebedorecha. So if you have a bezdin in the days of Chazal that can still darshan and learn halachos, so then you go by, every bezdin can make their own decision. But that's only by dinin that you learn after in the Yugimo Midos. But bezdin shegazru gzeira, o hiskinu takana, v'hinhigu minag. But a bezdin that made a gzeira takana or minog, upashar ad kol adavar b'chol Yisrael, not based on the midos, shatar nereshes bahen, but based on the reason for the time, takana gzeira minog, v'yomar acharein bezdin acher upikesh levatel divrei harishonim, v'la osa hatakana v'osa gzeira v'osa minog, the later bezdin wants to get rid of it, eino yachol, achiye gogom and harishonim b'chachmo v'minyan, until they're greater than the earlier bezdin b'chachmo v'minyan. Good question, not for now. What does the word minyan mean? Isn't every bezdin the same number? Maybe it means age. What does it mean greater in chachma? How do you measure chachma? Hayegada b'chachma v'lo b'minyan, b'minyan v'lo b'chachma, eino yachol v'atel z'varav, afilu batel tam shebigla lo gazru harishonim. Oh, hiskinu, even if the reason doesn't apply, ein achronim yachol v'atel shiugdola mehem, until they're greater. So that's the kasha of the Ramban on the Baal Amor. How could the Baal Amor say? The reason doesn't apply anymore. So obviously, you could do Malacha Bezanazet. Tosfos is right. Tosfos says, even though the reason doesn't apply, the Halacha should apply. Right? So how could we explain the Baal Amor? So a couple of suggestions given. Two, we'll mention. Number one, Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Beitza. The source of this din says that there are certain Halachos that weren't really made as a Takana, but were based on a Chashash. Based on a Chashash, like Mayim Geluyim. Mayim Geluyim. How did that become mutter? Meikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to drink mayim gluyim. Aye, didn't they aser it because snakes might have come and put some poison into the liquid? Says the Tosfos, in the context, a different context, talking about a certain type of enemy nation that forced them to do malacha on Yantif. V'ahashtu b'zman hazeh she'ein chavrei mutter. Right, you're allowed to do burial on Yantif. The ain lo mashizorch minyan achar latiro. You don't need another minyan. Why? To kiva dezeh atam michshasha va'avra chshasha avri atam. Once the chshash is gone, if it's just based on a chshash, so then once the chshash goes away, so too here. V'achanami amrina gamimaim gluyim dasurim shem nachashasa b'hen v'achshav shei nachashim mitzuyim b'neinu. There are no nachashim that are around. Anu shosime yanafil lechadchila. Again, a very similar idea is said by the Tzlach here. The Tzlach says to defend the Baal Amor, even bizman hahu. It wasn't that they said every day that you can't do malacha. They said, on the day that you bring a karban, you can't do malacha. So even then, on the day that you didn't bring a karban, you didn't do malacha. There was no iser. So it's like those days that you don't bring a carbon. So therefore, even originally they said, whenever you don't bring a carbon, there's no iser malacha. So to bezman hazeh. Kan be'er Pesach v'chi amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo tasu malacha barbasar ben Nisan. Kadosh Baruch Hu amar lo tasu malacha be'is tashtak rivo Pesach. V'kimen she'ein Pesach bezman hazeh lo ne'esar klal. That's one idea. Another idea, we mentioned, Rav Shechter likes to quote this from the Koheles Yaakov. I'm sorry, before we get to there. The Tshuva Sarash. The Rush writes in the Tshuva in Klal Beis, Osches, he came to a place where they were wearing tzitzis on linen garments. The Gemara talks about an gzeira that people used to wear fake tchelas. People used to buy, right, they were tricked, kala d'ilan, fake tchelas on tzitzis, and there was a problem of shatnes. Because if you were wearing a linen garment and wool strings, you're only allowed to wear that if you have the real tchelas on the wool strings. But if you have the fake tchelas, that's wearing shatnis. So the Rabbanim made a gzera, don't put any tzitzis on wool strings, period. None. Even if you're wearing a four-corner garment, the Rabbanim said that, and the Rosh comes to a place and they're all wearing tzitzis on four-corner, on linen garments. So he wonders, how could this be? So he says, because this is such a davar mafursam. Tekivan shetam ha'isr yadua, in this batal ha'tam batal ha'isr memela. That's what he says, and it's not domed to the case of Meseches Beitza. The heter Beitza in time yadua kol kach, la'olam she heter talib ma'ashatikein, she makabal neitz kol ayim kula. But this is obvious. Okay, there is another pshat of that rush that Rav Shachter likes to quote from the Koheles Yaakov, that whenever you have a gzera that is going against a din da'oraisa, that knocked out a mitzvah da'oraisa, a din da'oraisa, so then it has to be that the reason is built in. And once there's no reason, so then it's batal itself. So here they knocked out the mitzvah of tzitzis. So you have to say, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, they're not selling fei tcheles, then the item, the din is batal also. It says that by the Beis Yosef quotes, that if Kohanim have mumen on their hands, it used to be they weren't allowed to duchen. But now, the days, because they wore talesim over their hands, then they can't duchen. What do you mean? How can they do? Just because there's no reason? Lo batal atam. The answer is no, they knocked out the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. And there were many other answers, examples of this as well. But again, this is some ideas about the Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach.